After dealing with the constitutional issues of jurisdiction and showing Trump's lengthy campaign culminating in the insurrection, House managers wrapped up day three of the Senate impeachment trial with a focus on Trump's state of mind. Lead House manager Jamie Raskin says Trump knew the consequences of his incitement.
January 6th was not some unexpected radical break from his normal law-abiding and peaceful disposition. This was his state of mind. This was his essential MO. He knew that egged on by his tweets, his lies, and his promise of a wild time in Washington to guarantee his grip on power, his most extreme followers would show up bright and early, ready to attack, ready to engage in violence, ready to fight like hell for their hero.
Perhaps House Manager Joe Neguse of Colorado put it most succinctly.
It's pretty simple. He said it, and they did it.
House Manager Ted Lieu of California emphasized Trump's lack of remorse for the insurrection. He says the issue is not about the past, but it's about the future. He noted that National Guard is still posted outside the Capitol building, and the threat is far from past.
You know, I'm not afraid of Donald Trump running again in 4 years. I'm afraid he's going to run again and lose, because he can do this again.
The House managers used tweets and audio from some of the rioters to show they considered themselves to be acting on the orders of their commander-in-chief. In essence, they argued that the violence was a predictable result of Trump's incitement. House Manager Diana DeGette talked about intelligence reports foretelling the threat of violence, and she played audio of some of the participants in the riot, like Cowboys for Trump founder Cooey Griffin.
Here's what he said about his plans for violence.
You know, you want to say that was a mob? You want to say that was a violence? No, sir. No, ma'am. No, we could have a Second Amendment rally on those same steps that we had that rally yesterday. You know, and if we do, then it's going to be a sad day because there's going to be blood running out of that building. But at the end of the day, you mark my word, we will plant our flag on the desk of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Blood running out of the building. This building, the Capitol, where all of us are right now.
Other House managers gave more details of the trauma people in the Capitol building felt during the mob attack. One played audio of Democratic Representative Dan Kildee of Michigan describing that day.
I was laying on the floor trying to, you know, protect myself behind this little wall. And, you know, we all took our pins off because we, you know, we're certain that if this mob were to come in, that would not be a good thing for them to quickly, easily be able to identify us as members of Congress. And I called my wife. And, you know, it wasn't until I heard her voice that I thought, wow, you know, this is like one of those calls that you hear about.
The trauma affected not only members of Congress, police, and journalists who were targeted, but also others who were working at the Capitol that day. House Manager David Cicilline says it was worse for many black and brown staff.
Insurrectionists waved Confederate flags and hurled the most disgusting racial slurs at dedicated Capitol workers. Then after all of that, these same workers, many of them people of color, were forced to clean up the mess left by mobs of white nationalists. One member of the janitorial staff reflected how terrible he felt when he had to clean up feces that had been smeared on the wall, blood of a rioter who had died, and broken glass and other objects strewn all over the floor. He said, "I felt bad. I felt degraded."
The House managers ended their prosecuting arguments ahead of schedule, but not before anticipating some of the arguments to come from Trump's lawyers. Chief among them is the First Amendment defense, claiming Trump was only engaging in free speech rather than incitement. That argument gives Republican senators a way to oppose impeachment without defending Trump's actions. But Democrat Raskin calls that argument insidious and a distraction.
President Trump is not even close to the proverbial citizen who falsely shouts fire in a crowded theater. He is like the now proverbial municipal fire chief who incites a mob to go set the theater on fire and not only refuses to put out the fire, but encourages the mob to keep going as the blaze spreads. We would hold that fire chief accountable. We would forbid him from that job ever again. And that's exactly what must happen here.
Now that the prosecution is finished, Trump's lawyers will present their defense beginning Friday. Later, senators will ask their questions, followed by a vote to convict or acquit. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.